Wow,
this is some really deep stuff.
I don't know what just happened, but something happened inside of me. Something snapped. Something.
I wasn't expecting that either.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. It's beautiful.
Monster is like really small, but it had to become that to stop me.
And then the hurt child became present when you mentioned it.
And I didn't realize this until now.
There were things that I didn't remember until now.
Funny, I haven't seen that before.
It feels like I'm the monster. I'm kind of seeing images of things. Of a world where they can exist.
This clarity brings all kinds of answers.
It's clear. She, like, hugged me and then went back to her place, I guess, in my heart.
Oh, it wants to come out. It wants the bippity boppity boop Cinderella me. Like,
she's like melted into like my chest. It's like ooey gooey.
Y'all, we've been finishing things, cleaning up more, started eating vegetables again last week. And it kind of just started happening.
It's almost like I just finished going through a meditation session.
I feel like, you know, when you hit that first joint, like in the morning, and you...
I actually feel a lot more awake.
So, anything you want to catch up on, or should we get started with some IFS?
Well, this may be IFS. I'm not sure. You know, when I made the appointment, I was... James, can I talk to you right this minute? You know, that's where I was. But... a friend of mine, 10-year friend, told me a few weeks ago that she was done with my unresponsiveness and it really threw me into a I would say I'm loyal to a fault, and and I realized that something I hadn't seen. It was like all these things were things that I've seen in pieces, but this seemed to be a bigger, like I could actually see a part of the puzzle being put together. And I realized that I help so many times in order to not be abandoned.
Yeah.
And we met in coach training, and you know, I was there when she lost her husband. I was there through every relationship she had, and I thought, you know, almost like a shoe-in, right? And then when she said she was done, it was like, started to look at, and is this the only way I operate in the world? Is this? And after many, many, I don't want to say failed relationships, but things that didn't work out. She met a man and they're very happy. And I started to see the correlation between my mother and her as far as the way I approached everything. It was like, whoever you love now, I'll love. I'll be there for you. Just don't leave me. And then I saw the side of... she's happy now, and she doesn't need me. And that was another.
Right.
That was another thing that happened in my relationship with my parents. It was like, you know, she'd be a bloodied mess and I would go to school and cancel everything for the weekend. And I would come in and she'd be giggling in my dad's lap and mm-hmm. they would close the door and leave me. And mm-hmm. there's something about, I mean, I've had a couple of weeks to, I think that there's been some healing. I'm not, mm-hmm. I did respond. I wrote her, but I haven't responded since then. And there's not this drive to make things right and to fix mm-hmm. it and to, so that feels good. But there's something about happiness that I realized, you know, I coach people. I want them to get to their happy. And somehow I believe that that was enough for me.
Right.
But if I get too close to happy, you know, and if they get too deep into it, I'll be alone. I don't know.
If they get happy, they abandon you. And if they need help, then you have something to offer and won't have the feelings of abandonment.
Right. It's like, I am so familiar with brokenhearted, with struggle, you know, I'm just real comfortable there. I mean, I can talk to anybody who's brokenhearted,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but there's some, and there, the other side of the happy is I've had this fear that if I was too happy, I would leave everyone I love.
Right. Right. Okay. Okay. Thank you for sharing all that. I'm hearing several parts. I don't know, maybe they're overlapping, or we can try to see where the parts are and go to whoever needs you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot to offer you a minute of meditation. Would you like to do that now?
Okay.
Okay. I'll set a timer. All right. So do you already have a part in mind from any of that you'd like to get to know better first?
No, but when it got quiet, I remembered how I was arguing with you in our last session when you said the meaning maker most likely is a protector. And then, Yes. And I, you know, listening to our sessions is really good for me. You know, it's
me
like,
too.
I listened the other day and I was like, oh, honey, you know, it's like, I don't know what's changed that I'm not going, I can't believe you said that, or you sound so stupid or blah, you know, but it was that moment of, I heard myself arguing with you and uh-huh. then towards the end, it was, maybe the meaning maker is what's keeping me from writing. And there's something about making meaning about all of this pain in other people, you know, that will ensure that I'm not abandoned. It's I don't know. That I just thought of the meaning maker when you.
Yeah. And so when you listen back, you feel that compassion towards you and your parts as you're reflecting on them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nice.
It is. And I'm able to really truly be a witness to my own life. It's like, okay, let's listen to James talk to
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I get that benefit too. So thank you.
Thank you.
Going back to what you were sharing before, if you want to revisit that, you know, I can name some of the parts I think I was hearing. Or if one already feels like it's calling out to you, just we can go there.
I also want to say, you remember Goldilocks, sweet, not too sweet. I don't know if it's the same part, but it's happy, but not too happy.
Is that a good thing? I don't know. Is that what we want for that part?
No.
Or is it?
No. No, it's painful.
Okay.
But it's that same, you know, it's the fear of too sweet and a fear of too much happiness. You know, that there's some kind of,
Yeah, that was kind of the biggest one I think I was hearing in your story about the friend being done with you and something about she's happy now, she doesn't need me. Yeah. Would you like to get to know that part better?
Which part?
The one that has that fear of when other people get happy.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you notice it in your body?
Well, tears came. A lot of tightness in my gut. Like a seizing.
And how do you feel towards it?
I feel sad. Yeah. I don't know if it's empathy or sympathy.
Yeah. Sometimes I ask if it's the part sadness or sad for the part.
Yeah, I almost said pity, you know, like, wow, what a sad way to live.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I wonder if that feels like a compassionate sadness.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Are there other parts that object to you getting to know this one now?
It's funny. I can feel it. I don't... It's like they don't want to stand up and be counted, but they're there.
Yeah. Okay. And how do you want to respond to them? I mean, is that okay that they're kind of not seen and we should just go forward? Or does it feel like they're kind of deliberately hiding out so that they can, I don't know, pounce later?
It does. does seem like there's an element of waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not mm-hmm. to ambush, but definitely waiting, you know. Mm-hmm. So what do you think you're going to tell her?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a response to that?
I have no idea what I'm going to tell her. I just want to hear what she's feeling.
Me too. That's my answer too.
Okay.
How do they respond to that? The ones that are saying, what do you think you're going to tell her?
Well, my response back to them, it feels like they're going, you know, why would you want to do that?
Yeah, they don't see the value in it.
Right.
Okay. Well, will they give you space to do it anyway, or should we keep addressing their questions?
There's a cockiness too, James. Like they're, mm-hmm. you know, she's fine.
Right.
She's never going to amount to much, but she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the feeling, like.
Yeah.
She's the disabled one that, you know, she can still sit at the table, but don't listen to her.
Okay. Maybe we could, I was just thinking of a response I might have, which is, okay, maybe she's fine. And then we can just go find that out. And then we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, if she doesn't need anything, then.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're picking their fingernails now. There's more than one. And they're like, mm-hmm. yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. If they have any other concerns they want to voice later, they can.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, they said.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. We'll voice. If we have concerns.
Great. Great. Yeah. All right. I like that. They're all welcome.
Mm.
They're all worth getting to know.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to turn towards the one who has that kind of fear of when people are happy?
Yeah.
Okay. Still feeling compassionate?
Mm-hmm.
You just let her know that? Or show her that? And see if you can get her to notice you.
Did
she notice? I didn't quite catch that.
She's pretty reluctant.
Mm-hmm. Reluctant to
trust, to believe.
Okay.
That anything could change, I guess.
Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just let her know that.
Yeah.
You can let her know that we want to be here with her without any of those other parts that might want her to change, that we've asked space from them. And we're not here to tell her anything, but just to listen.
Wow. You know, I was saying that even before you said it. It's like,
that's right.
I don't have any agenda to change you. And she said, nobody expects me to change.
Hmm.
almost like it was hurt, you know.
Right. Well, the parts before were saying, oh, she's fine.
Right.
Yeah. And even it didn't sound like they hated her or anything. They're like, yeah, she can pull up a chair, but, you know, she's fine. We don't need to listen to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the lack of opportunity for change. You know, it's. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not being believed in that it's possible or that she's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or that she's capable.
Uh-huh. Just let her know that you see all that. You see how she's dealing with that and how other parts or other people have put that message out.
Yeah.
What else does she want you to know about herself?
She really doesn't know what to do with being seen.
Okay. Does it feel uncomfortable for her?
She just, very unfamiliar.
Mm-hmm. She can make any request to you or to me.
Yeah.
I'll remind you that none of this has to be shared publicly. That she can talk to you and none of what she says to you has to be shared with me. And she doesn't have to show anything that she doesn't want to. Mm.
Okay.
How does she feel about that?
Like she's never had permission to hold what she wants to hold and to
Yeah.
Yeah, she's asking for a smaller space. You know, she feels like she's free floating and, you know, there's too much space all around her.
Yeah, she feels kind of exposed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's something that I think you can provide for her. Just ask her what it would look like and where she'd like to meet with you. Have any space that she wants.
Yeah. Okay, she's in my lap now.
All right.
And now she wants a big blanket. It's beautiful. Like, yeah.
How do you feel about all this?
It feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Feel a little bit like she does, you know, very unfamiliar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But willing.
Yeah. You could let her know that. You could let her know that a lot of this is kind of new to you, but that you're willing to try and to take your time and keep coming back.
Yeah, she's okay with that.
Mm-hmm. she have more that she wants to tell you about herself? Or her experience?
It's pretty foggy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole thing about being broke, being with the brokenhearted, feels like everything's real muddy. Like I don't know. Feels like she's saying, I just don't know what it's like to
It's okay. She doesn't have to spell it all out.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're feeling close with her and connected with her, and she can just be however she wants.
Yeah, there's just such a fear of being in happiness, you know, it just can dip my toe in, but I can't swim in that. And that whole thing of everybody leaves when they're happy.
Right. You okay with just being with her while she's expressing that way?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had this recurring memory of being in a family of choice group probably 25 years ago, and two of the members of the group were upset with each other, and I stepped in to mediate, and the facilitator said, it's not your job. And I remember getting in my car that night, and I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what to do. And then the next week when we came back, the estranged two were now okay. And I was so lost.
Yeah. It felt like that same kind of abandonment, or not having the connection that you wanted, or that this part wanted.
Yeah, and it's like the only connection I can have is if someone's hurting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I'm of use.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have a purpose. And I think that's what this one's feeling is. You know, several sessions ago when I said part of me wants to be well and part of me wants to be sick, it's like, you know, earlier when I saw those protectors going, you know, she's all right. She just sits over there, you know, gums her food and says crazy things, but just don't pay any attention to her. It's that. I keep seeing those wires in the action movies, you know. Got a green one, a blue one, a white one, a red one.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you cut? And they're all, you know, it just feels like crossed wires. Like, feels crazy.
Having all those parts with different messages?
Yeah, to be happy, someone has to be miserable. Someone's heart has to be bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not to be happy, to be purposeful. Happy's not even on the table.
Right.
And even the word happy feels strange to me, but...
Yeah. Maybe you could ask her more about how long she's had this belief or where, when it formed.
It feels so cellular, you know? It's like, you know, I'm getting flashes of almost being rebuked for being happy.
Mm-hmm.
And can't you see someone's hurting? Or can't you see? There was so much.
Right. So it wasn't okay to be happy since if and when someone else is hurting, but it is okay to be useful. And that's a way to.
Yes.
Maintain the connection.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Useful was everything.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling towards her now?
Compassion. There's just so much confusion. It's like, what is true? You know, she's just... And a lot of, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? You know, and just to say you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. She doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Is she feeling that presence from you? That compassion from you?
I think so. She's still, you know, doubting it.
Mm-hmm. Does she see you in your current age?
You know, somebody just stepped up and said, if she doesn't do anything, there is no, she has no purpose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point? Huh. It's back to, you know, she won't be needed. She'll be abandoned. Mm-hmm. Does she know how old I am? Yeah, when I tell her, she's a little pissed. It's like, what? Can't you take care of this?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's what we're here to answer.
Right.
Is what you can do for her.
Yeah. What can I do for you?
Especially around those feelings of being abandoned, not needed, purposeless. I have some other questions I can prompt you with. Does she feel like you understand what it was like for her? Does she feel like you really get it?
I think, yeah, I think she feels more understood than she ever has been, you know. She's not sure completely, but
mm-hmm. Somewhere she wants to show you now about what it was like for her back in any time. When she was receiving that message or forming that belief?
Well, what I'm hearing now is, I mean, she's really, really pissed that she's told if she's happy, she'll leave everyone. You know, there's a real...
Right.
I mean, right. You've mistaken me for someone else. That's what she's saying.
Someone who would leave if they were happy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I mean... I came home from school one day and my mom had left my dog and a box and a note saying she just couldn't stay. She had met a man and she moved to Mississippi.
Huh.
And, and then when she died, she left me, my husband, my children, and anyone in my ancestral line, nothing in the will. And it's like, but that's not me.
Right.
And that she's saying, that's not me.
Yeah.
But there's also this element of, you know, I heard I've been married 45 years. I don't leave, but it's like, I don't want to have to live in a state of proving that anymore. That's mm-hmm. what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You okay with how she's sharing all this with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, it's so funny. At first she didn't want to be seen, and now she's saying, I don't want to live in a state of proving anymore. I'm not them. Mm-hmm. Look at me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow. Man, I'm so sorry.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, there have been times when she wanted to do something, and it's like, just not for too long, and not too happy, and not too.
Right.
I'm watching you. You know, mm-hmm. the part that's mm-hmm. just been watching.
That's right. That's right. It's other parts.
Yeah.
Does she still feel close and connected to you, and that it feels right for her to be sharing all this with you?
I think she feels connected. I mean, she's mm-hmm. angry.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that is so refreshing. Mm-hmm. You know, I wrote my friend, you know, and it was just, you're right, I'm wrong. And
mm-hmm.
after several days, it was like, there was anger. I didn't really let it surface, but it was, you know, I thought we were going to walk each other home, and you dropped my hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What I didn't say then is I don't deserve that.
Right. 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 And that's kind of the message that she is and can receive from you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, just listening and understanding. Do you feel like you really get it now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's, man, her spine was so straight. You know, it's like, I'm tired of proving. I'm not them. Look at me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I told you a few weeks ago, my daughters, maybe we talked about this. Excuse me. They're really upset with me because I wasn't upset enough about the Palestine and Hamas mm-hmm. and God, you know, all of it. Mm-hmm. And I was in my car driving and I said out loud, I don't have to prove anything. And when that settled in on me, I recognized I had three people in my life who were being affected by this war. And I could actually see them then. But I couldn't see them when I was trying to assure my daughters that I was upset.
Right. When you were at, I have to show this care on the outside.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't any. I walked into for physical therapy, and one of my therapists is Palestinian. And, mm-hmm. you know, I was able to, everything changed that moment. Mm-hmm. Now I'm hearing her say, I don't want to live in a state of proving.
Right, right.
I do care. I won't leave.
Right.
I'm not there. Look at me.
Right.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. And your daughter has parts to, like you yourself have, or that your parents might have had, that are sending that same message of, you know, can't you see someone's hurting? And don't be too happy, right?
Oh God, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Oh. So what feels right next? Would it feel good to just stay with this part, keep witnessing? Would it feel good to go back to those protectors that led us here, or that were concerned that this would not be a productive conversation? Or would you like to keep going with her through some more of the kind of unburdening steps? Or anything?
You know, there's one who's afraid of, I'm having a hard time, you know,
mm-hmm.
separating the parts, but there's something mm-hmm. about that one who just believes someone's going to leave, you know, and I don't know if it's her,
mm-hmm.
Because so much of what I just heard is, you think I'm going to leave.
Mm-hmm. So,
Is there one, I don't know, James, but you know, there's someone who's always waiting on someone to leave.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I heard a question this week. What are you trying not to know that you know?
Hmm.
You know,
maybe a question for this part would be, what can you do for her to help with that concern, her waiting for someone to leave?
Mm. You know, as painful as this whole thing was with my friend,
mm-hmm.
it was such a gift. Because I'm alive.
Yeah, kind of reaffirmed that you don't have to prove anything.
Well, and that I can live if someone leaves.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I think it also said, and I can leave.
Right.
You know,
you can leave someone else when.
Right.
If mm-hmm.
there's so much, you know, lack of permission in where these parts are. It's like, I can't be too happy. I must stay. I can't leave. You can't leave. You know, just trying to hold up this cardboard city and...
Right. All the crossed wires.
Yeah.
And the rules about how much happiness you're allowed to show in different situations.
Right. Yeah, I thought, why are you telling James that story about Israel and Palestine? But it was exactly what goes on in me all the time.
Yes, it's exactly what this part was talking about, being rebuked for being happy. Can't you see someone's hurting?
Yeah.
Sounded like the same message.
Yeah. It was one of my parts on the outside. Just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what I was assuming is that, you know, your daughter has these parts. You yourself have parts that say that. Your parents had these parts. Maybe everyone has these parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or everyone in this part's orbit, or that keep pushing her around or keeping her down and not seeing her.
Wow. Yeah, I just want to tell her, you don't have to prove anything. You know, which I'm not saying it's okay if you want more. You know, because that's the piece that I saw in those protectors is, you know, we tolerate her. But, you know, she's not going to do anything anyway. Don't listen to her. Which is such a cruel way to live.
Right. Right. And she had mentioned how it felt if no one expects her to change or no one thinks she's capable of changing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the back to my daughters, it was, this is the way you care.
Right.
And as long as I was trying to care the way they said that I should care, there was no care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so is this part kind of, does she have a concern that you would leave, that you'll leave her? Because it sounds like you have a really strong connection with her now. And that you're able to see and accept that she's pissed or the different ways that she's felt.
Oh, well, that's the million-dollar question, James.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's all been outside, you know, pointing to everyone else that is leaving, including that she will leave me, but I've never looked at how she fears that I will leave her. Wow.
Right.
Thank you for that question.
Yeah.
Because I could see her on the edge of her chair going, answer him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we talked about the difference between, you know, listening and telling. And, you know, you're telling her that she doesn't have to prove anything. And that's great. And also, like, how can you continue being there for her in the listening space and in the witnessing and in the supporting her how she wants at her speed, in her space, with whether that's in your lap with a blanket or wherever she wants to be.
Wow. It's like, I, you know, she's got the hem of my skirt. Uh-huh. She's hanging on for dear life. And I'm going, okay, if those people don't leave us, we'll be okay. And she's saying, but what about you? You're over there with them, but you've left me.
Right, right. That's the connection we want to develop.
Yes.
And maintain.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Got any ideas? Or does she have any requests around that, what that would look like, or how to maintain that?
Man, I have so much hope.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been, like I said, I would get a bit of the puzzle piece, but wow. You know, my tagline is walking each other home, and it's like, could you just not let go of my hand? That's what she's saying. Could you just walk me home?
Mm-hmm.
Could you let me test happiness?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, James, thank you.
Yeah. And is there any more, I mean, to negotiate around that, or do you feel confident about finding her and continuing the conversation or the walking with her?
I do. I feel like it had already begun, but she really needed a voice today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I canceled all my work until the first of the year, which is, I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just noticing, you know, that drive to help is lessening. It's like, it's no reason. And it's all about someone else not leaving me. And it's up to me. And I feel strong in that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It feels like it's possible. I mean, when it's right. When I'm worried about you leaving me or someone else, there's no control in that at all. There's
absolutely.
There's no. Yeah.
That's the magic of it. It's all possible inside and with self.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would it help to, I mean, does this part have a name or an age or anything else that would help to, even just for me to kind of visualize or keep my records in my, so that I can get back.
What I would name her, you know, I talked to you earlier about my mom would say, it's okay so much. You know, it's like, you don't have to tie your shoes. And eventually you feel like, you know, you can't do anything because.
Right. Right.
I don't, what is her name?
And again, I'm just asking that question. You can ask her, how can we find her again? How can you get back to this place in the future and kind of keep her close.
I know there's a part here, James, but there's also this feeling like You know, I've heard Dick say, I mean, there's something about this is really me. I don't know. I may not be making any sense, but it feels so true. Or maybe this part was just, am I making any sense?
You feel like this part is you?
The part that says, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
The one who's seen, and I don't know.
You're the one who's looking at her.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah. You're the one that's okay with her being pissed.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one who she's telling her story to, and the one who it's important for her to tell her story to.
Okay. Maybe, you know, I thought, and what is her story? You know, it's like the accused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's two parts of her. It's like the accused of abandoning. I don't know.
Yeah. So, you know, she's a part, and you have self energy. You've shown that to her in this conversation, and in your just from the beginning of wanting of responding to other parts and saying, I just want to listen to her.
Yeah.
And right from the start, she's saying, oh, I haven't really been given that choice of what I can hold and what I don't have to. And then she felt safe opening up to you and showing you more of what it was like for her, and checking, you know, do you understand? Do you feel like she gets it? Does she feel like you get it? So that's the self that's able to be that for her.
Feels like that's like a part of my body that all the circulation had been cut off for a long, long time, and now the tourniquet's off and
you're bringing her home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really sweet.
Nice. Yep. Yep. I think this is an exile part. The protectors trusted you to meet with her. And I'm just staying with that question, which is maybe kind of a forever question. It doesn't have to have an answer right now, but it's how do we stay connected? Because this part was cut off for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
This part was exiled for a reason. And, you know, exiled parts can go right back to being exiled if we're not either continuing the relationship or just kind of, yeah, revisiting, then protective parts will kind of naturally put them right back.
Yeah, I love the question, how can I find you again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for me, you know, I use alarms and databases and all kinds of externalized systems and notebooks to kind of keep track of my parts. And okay, this one's at the top of the list. This one's on this index card, whatever. So, you know, I don't prescribe that to people that here's what you need to do, but I do ask, is there something you want to set up? Is there a request that this part has around when and where and how and what that looks like.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in my journal.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning and just say, you know, how can I find you again? You know what? Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we do have these recordings that you get to listen back to.
She can listen right along with me.
That's no, right.
You know, elbow me in the ribs. Do you hear
That's
that?
Right. Yep.
You missed
yep.
that the first time around. You yep. were in the fog.
I was just listening to myself as client, something I recorded over a year ago, just yesterday, and getting those same benefits of re-remembering. Mm-hmm. Seeing what I missed.
Thank you, James.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm smiling.
Me too. yeah. And if you want, you could also just send a message to those protectors we met in the beginning, the ones that.
Oh, yes. You know, thank
you. What is the point of this? What's the purpose? Why would you go talk to a part that isn't capable of changing or that you're not going to go tell what to do?
Yeah. I'm just so grateful for those protectors. You know, they just, mm-hmm. they thought it was the best I could do.
Right. Right.
I think we'll all sleep better tonight.
Awesome.
I'll see you on Great. Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. We have another call coming right up, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. Have a
okay,
great day.
Thank you.
Okay,
you too. Bye. Do you want to help bring more self-energy to the world? If you'd like to participate in calls or help out with this project in any way, I'd love to hear your ideas. Join the Discord server or contact me at james@liveifs.com. A huge thanks to our audio engineer, Yvonne, for your care and diligence in editing the calls. To every caller for your courage in sharing some of your parts. And to anyone out there getting to know their internal system, keep going. Who knows? That might be the most selfless, helpful thing you can do for others, and you're the only one who can do it. If you'd like to see us reach the largest audience, we must please the almighty suggestion algorithms at iTunes and YouTube. And they don't care about the power of IFS. They're looking for likes and shares and comments, and the sooner the better. Follow the links in the show notes right here in your podcast player to make your wishes known. And now, a minute of meditation. Or if you prefer, pull over. You can do it in 60 seconds. Just click one of those links. They're right there. And give us a like or a 5-star rating. It would really help. If you think this project is helping people, you're helping people by sharing it. Thank you.